Zog der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Mesechtes Brachais, Perig Dalid, Mishnah Aleph. First, a small Hakdama. Every day, we daven three times. And on days that there's Musaf, we daven four times. At least according to one opinion in the Gemara, all of our tefillahs correspond to the Karbonis in the Beis HaMikdash, the Karbonis Hatzibur. Shachris corresponds to the Karbon Tamid Shel Shachar that they brought every morning. Every day in the Beis HaMikdash, there was a Karbon Oila, which was a Karbon Sibur that came from all of Klal Yisrael, both in the morning and in the afternoon. That was the Tamid Shel Shachar and the Tamid Shel Bein Hu'Abayim. No Karbon in the Beis HaMikdash could be brought before the Yidden brought the Tamid Shel Shachar. And our Tefillah Shachris is Keneged, the Tamid Shel Shachar. When we daven Mincha, that's Keneged, the Tamid Shel Bein Hu'Abayim. What about Ma'ariv? Ma'ariv corresponds to the Evarim of the Karbon Tamid Shel Bein Hu'Abayim that was on the Mizbeach the entire night. So because our Tefillahs are Keneged the Karbonis, therefore they have to be in the time that they were Ma'ariv the Karbonis. Memei Lezak the Mishnah. Once again, Mesechtes Brachos, Perik Dalid, Mishnah Aleph. Tfilas HaShachar, the Shmonesei of Shachris at Chatzais, is until Chatzais. According to the Rabbanon, they were able to be makir of the Tamid Shel Shachar until midday. That's why you can daven Shachris until midday. Rabbi Yehuda says, Ad Arba Shais, until the end of the fourth hour into the day. According to Rabbi Yehuda, they did not have until Chatzais to be makir of the Tamid Shel Shachar, they only had until the end of the fourth hour. By the way, the halach is like Rabbi Yehuda. You're supposed to daven shachris. Lechatchila, you're supposed to daven shachris before the end of the fourth hour. That's the zman tefillah. There are different ways of how you figure what's called the end of the fourth hour. Maybe we'll discuss it at the end of the Mishnah. But if you daven after that time, then you're still yaitza, but only if it's before Chatzais. But you didn't daven in the Lechatchila de Gezman. The Lechatchila de Gezman is Ad Arba Shais. How's about after Chatzais? Then it's too late to daven Shachas, even if you missed it. Weiter sagt the Mishnah, Tfilas HaMincha, the time for Mincha, Ad HaErev. The Batanura says until it gets dark. That would mean until Tseis HaKoychavim. Some say that the Zman Tfilas Mincha is until Shkias HaCham, which is much earlier. Here too, Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Rabbi Yehuda says, the time for Mincha is Ad Plag HaMincha. What's called Plag HaMincha? Until half the time of Mincha Ketana. What does that mean? Plag means half. The time of Mincha Ketana is from 9.5 hours into the day until the end of the day. Maybe you remember this in Masechtas Pesachim. There's Mincha Gedaila, Mincha Ketana, and Plag HaMincha. Mincha Ketana is basically from the halfway point of Mincha Gedaila, and Plag HaMincha is the halfway point into Mincha Ketana. So let's say Mincha Gedaila is from a half hour after Chatzais until at night. Mincha Ketana is the last half of that, let's say, from 9.5 hours into the day until at night. It's usually a stretch of about 2.5 hours. Plag HaMincha is half of that. So if Mincha Ketana is about 2.5 hours, so Plag HaMincha is an hour and a quarter. So an hour and a quarter before night, that's Plag HaMincha. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you can daven Mincha until about an hour and a quarter before night. Of course, there are many different shittas, how you divide the day and exactly what's called night, but this is more or less. So once again, if Mincha Ketana is from 9.5 hours into the day until at night, which is about 2.5 hours. So Plag HaMincha is half of that. Half of 2.5 would be an hour and a quarter before night. According to Rabbi Yehuda, that's until when you have to daven Mincha. Again, Mincha corresponds to the Tamid Shel Bein Hu'Abayim, and the machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim is, what was the zman that they were makir of that carbon? Now here there's an interesting psak halacha, says the Bat Tanura. The psak is that there's no clear psak. If you want, you can do like the Chachamim and daven Mincha till the evening. If you want, you can do like Rabbi Yehuda and consider Plag HaMincha night, which means after Plag HaMincha, you can already daven Ma'ariv. But you cannot keep changing your mind. You can't do both. You can't daven Mincha after the Plag HaMincha, saying, well, I go like the Chachamim, that until evening is day. And then say, I'm going to daven Ma'ariv right now also because I'm going to switch. I'm going to take off my Chachamim hat, so to speak, and put on Rabbi Yehuda hat and say, no, now it's already night, I can daven Ma'ariv. You can't do both. You have to decide. There are some rare occasions where this is the Psak Halacha. You can take on one Shita, but you can't do both. So either you consider Plaga Mincha the end of the day, or you don't consider it the end of the day. If you're davening Ma'ariv after Plaga Mincha, then you are considering it the end of the day, and you have to daven Mincha beforehand. Not only on the same day, but the Rabbeinu Yoina says, you shouldn't even change from Sunday to Monday. You shouldn't say, on one day. Okay, today I passed like the Chachamim. Second daven Mincha until night. And the next day say, today I passed like Rabbi Yehuda. Second daven Ma'ariv after the Plaga Mincha. No. Whatever Shita you accept on yourself, you have to be consistent with that Shita. Weiter sagt the Mishnah Trilas Erev Ein Lo Keva. As far as Shmon Esrei of Ma'ariv is concerned, Ein Lo Keva, there's no Zman Kvua. Ma'ariv is Keneged. V'aktoras Evorei HaKarbon, the Avorim of the carbon that was burning on the Mizbeach the entire night, and that's Kasha the entire night. So what is this Lashon of the Mishnah Ein Lo Keva? Why doesn't the Mishnah just say, you can daven the entire night? The Mishnah should say, Zmana Kol Halayl. Zokta Bat Tenur, it is to teach us that technically speaking, Tfilas Avos is Rishus, Tfilas Avos is voluntary. You see, once they were Zorik the Dam of the carbon Tamash Lebeinu Abayim, Klal Yisrael was Yoitza the Mitzvah. Ah, you're still supposed to put the limbs and the fats on top of the Mizbeach, and it burns the entire night. That's what you're supposed to do. But let's say they're lost or they became Tameh, you're still Yoitza the Mitzvah, you don't have to redo the carbon. So it's voluntary. And Ma'ariv corresponds to Hector Chalavim Ve'Avrim, which is also voluntary. That's what the Mishnah says. Does that mean we have a choice? We can pick whether we daven Ma'ariv or not? No. Nowadays, we were mekabel it upon ourselves as a choiv. So again, what the Mishnah says, Tfilas Erev Ein Lo Keva, there are really two dinim over there. One is that you have the entire night to daven Ma'ariv, and the other is that technically speaking, it's a voluntary tefillah, even though now we are mekabel it upon ourselves as a chayv. You don't have a choice in the matter. Until when can you daven musaf? Zakta Mishnah, shel musafin kalayim, the entire day. Because musaf is keneged the carbon musaf, and for that you had the entire day. Rabbi Yehuda says, the time for musaf is ad sheva shas, until the end of the seventh hour of the day. According to Rabbi Yehuda, that's the time that they were makar of the carbon musaf. Rabbi Yehuda holds, if you daven musaf afterwards, they won't have time to be makar of the tamach l'ben horabayim. So being that there's a deadline for being makar of the carbon musaf, says Rabbi Yehuda, same is true for davening musaf. Okay, so let's chazer of what we learned in our Mishnah. The time for shachris, it begins with netzach hama, bidi eved, if someone has to leave very early, it could be even a little bit earlier, from the Amayra Shachar. Until when? Well, there's a zman tefillah. That's until the end of the fourth hour into the day. We won't get into it now, but I will tell you that there are different ways of counting 4 hours. You can either say 4 hours is 4 hours, four times 60 minutes, or you take the length of the day and you divide it into 12. The Mishnah Berurah paskens with the Cheshbonus of Plag HaMincha, whether the day is long or short, you divide it into 12. And a 12th, whatever the day is what we call an hour, not necessarily 60 minutes. So in the summer, it's going to be longer than 60 minutes, and in the winter, it's going to be less. If you missed this Mount Philly, you can still daven Shachris, but the Eved Yor Yaitza, until Chatzos. After Chatzos, you can no longer daven Shachris. What about Mincha? The time for Mincha begins a half hour after Chatzos. Like we explained, that's called Mincha Gedayla. Some say, at least during the week, you shouldn't daven Mincha Lechatchila before the beginning of Mincha Ketana, which is 9.5 hours into the day. Some say even Lechatchil, you could daven Mincha Gedayla. But for sure, you can take a look in the Mishnah Berurah, Siman Reish Lamed Gimel. If you're scared, you won't be able to daven later. You can daven to start with Mincha Gedayla. Many yeshivas daven Mincha Gedayla because they feel that the daven Mincha Ketana would break up the Seder, and therefore there's a Tayeles to daven Mincha Gedayla. Until when can you daven? You can pass on either according to the Chachamim or according to Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's only until the Plaga Mincha. According to the Chachamim, it's later on until the evening. And there too we said there's a Machlaikas, or that means Seisa Kechavim, or it means Shkia. If you're going to pass on like one of the two, you have to stay with it. Can't do one day like this and one day like that. Can't one day daven Maariv after the Plaga Mincha, the next day daven Mincha after the Plaga Mincha. The Mishnah tells you can daven Maariv the entire night. And that's talking about Shema Nesu. You have to remember that we say Shema in Maariv. And Shema is supposed to be L'chatchila before Chatzais. And you're not supposed to wash to a Suda beforehand, unless you have a Shomer that's going to remind you, or there may be some other Heterim. But as far as Shmo Nesrei is concerned, so you have the entire night. What about Musaf? Chum say you have all day, Rabbi Yehuda says, until the end of the seventh hour. We also learned in our Mishnah, because when the Mishnah says you could daven Maariv all night, the Mishnah says Ein La Keva. So we learned that that also teaches us, technically speaking, Tfilas Arvis is Rishus. It's a voluntary tefillah, but Klal Yisrael b'zman hazeh was mekabled upon themselves as a chayv.